Paul, we're 2 weeks on from the county final and that memorable victory over Cardona. I'm sure you celebrated that win in style, and rightly so, but it's down to brass tacks and preparing now for another big game.
Yeah, we had a great night that Sunday night in Arena 7, and all the boys definitely celebrated it well. The big thing for us now moving forward is to get the boys back out training again, which we'd done the following Saturday, and there's been a big buy-in as well to this Ulster Club Championship, so we're hopeful now that they can prepare themselves well for the next 7 days, and hoopefully this day next week we go to Derry Neuse and playing them in Cross McGlen, and we're hoping that we can put in a performance, and if we put in the performance, we can hopefully, you know, that a result will hopefully follow with that, as we know, there's no guarantees, but the performance is what we're looking for again on the day, and not let the occasion get to us, because it's a new chapter for the lads, in regards to Derry Neuse, they are Armagh champions. There's no team that ever comes out of any Armagh championship competition that's going to be light or lightweight, so we're expecting a massive tussle. Mm. So we're and we'll hopefully be ready for it.
Yeah, it's new territory for Letterkenny Gaels, and I'm sure yourself as well, Paul. You're obviously going to do a wee bit of homework on the opposition, but as you say, expecting nothing easy.
No, we're expecting nothing easy. Derry Neuse probably likely have their homework done on us. They won the Ulster or the Armagh Club Championship the week before us, so they would have been knowing that they were playing the Donegal Championship, so they probably were up at the Donegal County Final or possibly watched it on television. Likewise, with modern technology now, everybody gets a chance to look at everybody in these competitions because of recordings and one thing and another, and we have seen Derry Neuse play Middletown and play Lisumen, and they're a formidable side, with plenty of quality mixed throughout their team. They have a former Armagh goalkeeper, and they have a former Armagh panelist, so they have plenty of quality throughout their side, but likewise, so do we. We have enough quality, and they'll know that we have plenty of quality also, it'll be boiled down to you on the day which team is prepared the best for the day, and probably if weather conditions are like they are today, hopefully it'll be a good entertaining game for the spectators. But overall, we're not going up to Cross McGlen just to make up the numbers on the back of winning an Ulster Donegal County title. We're looking at this Ulster competition as getting more football for the lads, and every day we go out, hopefully we'll lead us to get in another game.
Yeah, and because there are teams that have done well in Ulster out of Donegal in the past, Paul, probably took it one game at a time and all of a sudden found themselves in a provincial decider.
Yeah, well, that's it. If you go back and within the last 5 years, you have Niamh Columbkill and Red Hughes both went on to one Ulster Junior Championships, and then you have Ed Buncrana perform fairly well. I think Buncrana might have been beaten in Ulster Final, and Downies were beaten in Ulster Final last year. So there is history there with Donegal teams performing well in Ulster Junior Championships in recent years. We're just hopeful that we can probably keep that tradition going, but we're not taking anything for granted. We know that every team that gets through to this stage here is going to be formidable, and we're looking at Derry Neuse. We're not looking any further than Derry Neuse at the moment. They have won their first Armagh Junior Championship something like 37 years. So they're in new territory also, and they'll be looking at it and approaching the same way as us. It's a journey that they're going to go on together, and possibly they would have looked at the Armagh Junior Championship as a priority for themselves at the start of the season, as we did in Donegal. We weren't looking beyond Donegal at that point, and we set our targets back in January as to maintain Division 2 status and perform as well as we possibly could in the Junior Championship, and hopefully that would be enough to get us over the line, which it was. So moving forward now to the Ulster Junior Championship, we have refocused and we have set our targets just to take each game as it comes, try and maximise the performance, and let's see where that takes us.
Okay. Well, listen, for you yourself, I know you're always a proud Niamh Padraig Clifford man, and you're in charge now with Dougie Corbett, your first year with Letterkenny Gaels, Paul. I mean, listen, I know the target was always do well in Division 2, go as far as you could in the Junior Championship, but this is new territory now. I mean, this is bonus territory, I would imagine.
Yeah, this is bonus territory here. As you say, I'd have been involved with Clifford in their first Junior Championship final in 1999 as a player and as part of the backroom team. And at that stage in Lifford, we were looking at possibly a junior championship, driving us on to further glories or whatever. It didn't really materialise over there. We lost four junior finals in the space of 12 years. And never got out of junior football once in 2013. Went on to play Division 3 Intermediate League. And Intermediate Championship. But for the Gaels now, you know, we have won the Junior Championship, we've moved on to Intermediate Football, and this Ulster Junior Club here against Derry Noose, as I say, it's a journey. Most of the players, if you ask them, they'll turn around and tell you they never want to play in this competition again. And the reason they never want to play in this competition again is because they never want to be down playing junior level football again. So their ambitions are high. Their ambitions is to consolidate Intermediate and possibly drive the club on to greater success. And I think that, personally, that's a great attitude to have. Like, you know, that this is a competition that they're only hoping to ever play in once. Mm. You know, it's not something, you don't want a roller coaster between Intermediate and junior football. When you get then from junior to Intermediate, you want to consolidate your Intermediate status and move on. It's about playing the highest possible level of football that you can at any particular time. And this group of players, as I say, there's an awful lot of talented players within here. And we're actually involved with the under-21 squad as well this year within the club. And some of them have filtered into training in the last number of weeks. And there's a lot of good talent coming through from there as well. Yeah. Like, you know, so the future is bright for Letterkenny Gaels. So hopefully now that, you know, over the next number of years, consolidation at Intermediate Football, and, you know, whoever it is in, whether it's myself and Doogie are here long enough to take them to another level. You know, but we don't want to definitely take them down a level. We want to keep them at the same level and possibly take them to the next level if possible.
Yeah. And it's amazing what success brings, Paul. There's a great buzz about the place, isn't there?
There is. There's a fantastic buzz around the club. The club have really, really embraced this. They've known for a number of years now that they've been very, very close. You know, when you've had previous management like Sean McBurdy and John McDermott, even Charlie Cannon and James Gordon, like, you know, have all been involved and got very, very close. I suppose people will say we've been very, very lucky this year. We've not had a lot of injuries, and one thing and another, which has probably kept us, helped keep the what you would call a consistent team together on the pitch, which is a massive help in championship football. And we've got that rub of the green, you know, and even in the county final, like when things were going against us, you know, we made the decisions and the decisions worked for us. On another day, they might not have worked, and basically, you know, you could have been coming away empty handed, but It's from the club's perspective, the overall club, from everybody from the chairman right down to the youngest player in the club, like, you know, they've really, really enjoyed this. And that's the way a championship should be. Like, you know, it's not about one or two individuals or about a certain individuals. It's a bit of collective effort, because to get a club to where they were on the 16th of October, it takes an awful lot of effort from an awful lot of people, and it takes an awful lot of years to get that. Like, you know, and even, you know, when you go to the senior clubs, they're no different. It's the effort that's put in by people behind the scenes, you know, over at the likes of St. Junan's down in Glenties, and I would know quite a few of them fairly well, like, you know, and they've left no stone unturned down through the years. They try and maximise the performance of their teams, get everybody out playing, get everybody enjoying the game, you know, and then it's about when you get people enjoying the game, you can turn it into a kind of like a small family venture where everybody believes in each other and everybody trusts one another, and that's the future for any club.
No, well, listen, we wish you all the best next Sunday.
No bother, Jeremy. Thanks very much.